you can find. Glad to see that I can help make your life a bit easier. And have you ever thought of how I felt? You need to think about your behavior.
One day it'll stop, boys and girls, just like right now here. fair weather. It's Butch on Sports, a Thursday edition of Butch on Sports. Thanks for being with us here on, yes, a Thursday night. We're just going to do it just a plain old-fashioned way here, by just getting through the night here. Hey. Hopefully, speaking of getting through the night, hopefully all of you are safe and sound and sticking to the agenda that's intact right now in the state of Michigan, if you're here, or in your neighborhood beyond, okay? Be safe, be credible, and be nice to everybody. That's plain simple as that. I'm Simply Butch, and as always, thanks for tuning in, boys and girls. Another edition of sports that you just can't get enough of, and after this show, you probably will get a good whiff. How about let's start off with the Pistons here. The Pistons right now, it's safe to say the NBA is still doing all their negotiating and brouhaha and this boo-buying and really haven't really got a term in there. And believe it or not, boys and girls, I do believe that they're going to adopt a plan that the National Hockey League has adopted and allow X number of teams to participate in a playoff type of format instead of dealing with the regular season, which is gone for some of them there, such as the Detroit Pistons and some other teams in between. And we'll get to that in a moment as well. But the Pistons, when they hired Stefanski there as the senior advisor of the Detroit Pistons to owner Tom Gore there in 2018 there. Among his duties, he's been running the basketball operation like it was his own. And Tom Gore has co-signed for that. However, quickly it came clear that Stefanski will be just not running the He's just running the front office by itself. Yes, he has Malik in there as one of his advisors and whatnot, but that's not like having someone that this team should have had all along. And now for at least 2 years now, the Detroit Pistons have never had a general manager. No, Mr. Stefanski is not. No, he is not the general manager. He's vice president in charge of operations, who will assist Tom Gores. Translation, he's his eyes and ears with the Detroit Pistons to the owner. And he just decided just the other day, we need a general manager. Well, damn. You figure out you got something right and you wonder why the Pistons are losing here. The Pistons are opening up a search to hire a general manager to work with senior advisor Ed Stefanski, sources told ESPN's big time boogie bear here, Andrew Wojnarowski. Well, however he pronounces his name. Stefanski will be working with the Pistons and the Palace Sports Vice Chairman Arlie Tellem on the process of hiring the general manager. Some of the sources, and the majority of the sources I've checked out, said that there. And Can you blame them? In the meanwhile, the Detroit Pistons head coach Dwayne Casey and his family has provided a donation to the Detroit nonprofit Focus Hope in the support of food for seniors and early learner programs directly supporting those who are affected by COVID-19 crisis there. The funding will provide groceries for seniors and families with small children. Early this month, Casey, along with Pistons legend and Hall of Famer Dave Bing, joined Focus Hope, their volunteers in delivering food packages around the city there. And I guess right now, Mr. Casey's going to have some time to kill. And what better way that he can kill some time is being a good volunteer and helping some families out in the neighborhood of the city, Detroit metropolitan area as well. So that's a good thing for the Detroit Pistons, at least one of the members that is. And there has been no mention of him losing his job. And he shouldn't. the mess they got with the Pistons. Detroit Red Wings general manager Steve Yzerman is keeping Jeff Blasso, despite of some lackluster comments from a lot of people here. And a funky season that right now the Red Wings are officially out of. Right now, yes, they can pack their bags and go home or go wherever they want to go because their season is over as per the National Hockey League. I'll get to that one in a moment as well. However, Yzerman told reporters on Wednesday his previous announcement, the plans to keep Blasio behind the bench has not changed. Blasio's record over 5 years with the Detroit Red Wings organization is 194 losses and 52 ties. Oh, boy. The National Hockey League, in the meanwhile, is abandoning the rest of the regular season. They said that on Tuesday because of the coronavirus pandemic. That means the Detroit Red Wings have no more season. They can look forward to the draft. They plan to hold a 24-team, I'm talking about the NHL, that is, a 24-team team playoff if the league is able to resume play. Now, Detroit has the league low at 17 wins in 71 games, which means they are the bottom-to-the-barrel team with the worst record in the league. However, they will have some type of lottery to go there, and the Red Wings can get their draft choice no higher than 4. However, they are in very good position to get that number one draft choice that they may really need to kind of elevate the team with some good young talent because it seems like Steve Yzerman's job is very clear. He's got to clean out some things here and get some other players motivated. And more importantly, make sure that players are 100% healthy when they enter the season this upcoming, whenever it plans on resuming, okay? Every team in the NHL, by the way, had at least 23 more points than the Red Wings. And the NHL best, the Boston Bruins, had 61 more points there. So, you know, look at it the way it's made there. That 61 plus 17 is a lot of points, like a 78. Okay. In the meanwhile, the decision goes straight ahead to the playoffs, ending the season for the Detroit Red Wings, along with the Buffalo Sabres, the New Jersey Devils, Anaheim Mighty Ducks, Los Angeles Kings, San Jose Sharks, and the Ottawa Senators. They no longer have a season. They all can pack up and go home and enjoy themselves. It's very odd that at least one West Coast team is not consuming the playoff position. And that is very odd because regardless of what you say in seasons past, the West Coast has always been a pain in the butt for a whole lot of NHL teams when they got a visit out there, which, by the way, time difference and all the other stuff there had a big advantage. But again, their talent is as bad as the Red Wings, which nobody's team is worse than the Red Wings. You have the stuff from me here. You have it from me. NFL. They're meeting virtually, of course, here with player rules and other things that's going on. By nomination of Philadelphia and amended by someone out there, I don't know who. I think the Rule 15, Section 2, it's going to be expanded. That makes a permanent the expansion of the automatic replay review. That's including scoring plays and turnovers negated by a foul, and also on any or unsuccessful or successful try attempts. Now, everybody knows what a try is, and if you don't, I will tell you. That's the point after touchdown, which can be kicked in there with a holder or punted through the goalpost. And I've seen some occasions where the center lost the ball to the holder, and then he ran around, and the kicker finally gets it, and he drop kicks that bad boy through the goalpost to get the extra point, which is legal, like Australian rules football. Another rule by the competition committee expands the defenseless player protection to a kickoff or punt return who is in a possession of the ball, but, or however, who has not had time to avoid or ward off an impeding contact of an opponent. That means you can't spear them and don't give them a chance to catch the ball. Competition committee also prevents a team from manipulating the game clock by committee or some other deadly, stupid little thing, such as a dead ball foul while the clock is running. And a couple of those happened several times. Thanks to Bill Belichick and his smart ways of doing business there. That's a smart coach. But no longer he'll be able to use that rule or anybody else in the NHL. Another rule by the league office. Excuse me, boys and girls. Voice is getting cracked up here. Horsey. They increased the number of players that may not be designated for return from 2 to 3. Incorporation or interpretation or application applied to bye weeks as well during the regular season and preseason. That means that a player can come back, work out, do whatever they need to do, and do not be on the active roster via the practice squad or the regular roster. That's what that means. So you got your NHL or NFL. In a nutshell, and by the way, the Detroit Lions, they're doing a little interview, and they're still doing virtual stuff there, as per some of the players. You know, I would share some audio with you, but the audio sucks. And I'll leave it as such there, where I am working with people to resolve that problem. Okay. And meanwhile, breaking news, Zion Williamson filed a protest order against invasion and irrelevant discovery requests and seeks the courts to order to block Gina Ford's inquiry into past eligibilities at Duke or wherever he receives an improper economic benefit. Translation to this, by the way, is simple. This lady here thinks he's Mr. Williamson. Took some illegal money from Duke and didn't go to class and didn't care. Everyone knew he was going hardship, and everybody allowed him to play. And what he did was something to behold last season when we saw him in college. I mean, he was a barnstormer when he first came on out. He put his heart and soul into the game. And I do believe this young man has a very good talent, despite for the game here, of an upcoming star, you know, via a team leader on his team or winner of a championship there. He he's a part or a piece that another team don't, or the team that he's on. By the way, that's not to worry about a doggone thing, the Pelicans, which team that he's on there. And it's funny, you know? It's funny that this is all being brought to him why he, you know, has some disabling time right now here. But I'm quite sure we'll see more of these accusations, or accusals, as I call them, to make the world go round. Mike Tyson, did you see him last night on AEW? I did. And many, you know, two or three weeks ago, we were talking about comebacks and stuff there, because he reported he's in the gym, he's working out real good and everything. And many say, well, he's going to be a bare-knuckle fighter, or return to boxing and get in the ring. And he might still somewhat do that. No doubt, when you're trying to gain some little income for yourself and family members there. But we did have one thing resolved there. He's going to be involved in wrestling. And yes, he's involved with the All Elite Wrestling dealing there. The Double or Nothing pay-per-view was this past Saturday. Tyson was back in the ring to referee a fight with basically one of the other participants. Thought he was cheating for the other guy. Tyson showed up yesterday already with maybe a gang of people, of some past and present wrestlers who are now part of the AEW's Scar there. I'll give you the names of them in a moment there. But he found himself in the middle of the ring with melee with Chris Jericho there, which Chris Jericho was given a 4-1-1 on him and the participant Mike Tyson. Especially with some past deals with Mike Tyson when he was with the WWE. Yep, the former heavyweight champion didn't come alone when he was flanked by a recent retired UFC champion, Henry Cejudo, okay? Or Cejudo. Or Cejudo. Or I just, Cejudo. Or Rasheen Evans and Victor Belfort there. They all came into the ring. And of course, Tyson, like I said, is no stranger to wrestling. He circled out with Jericho in 2010 during an episode of WWE Monday Night Raw. The two were teamed together in a match against Generation X, Triple H and Shawn Michaels, when Tyson turned his back and Jericho punched him in the face. Or should I say, Tyson punched Jericho in the face. And then aligned it with that DH, or DX, in the process there. Oh, boy. I'm tired of writing. And I try to be nice about this, but this is funny. Let's move on to the Major League Baseball there. Hopefully you're getting your goodies from the KBO, you know, their baseball league, very entertaining, of course, without fans, but they're at least showing a live product there. But after expressing some disappointment in response to the Major League Baseball economic proposal, and that's been the big news in Major League Baseball, because right now the management staff said, we want you to take a significant cut. And then some. Let me make an example. If a player this year is going to be paid $35.5 million, Major League Baseball wants that player to take a cut where he only will be making $7.8 million. Now, you know, gun well, no player can make it off of that. But anyway, that's amazing, and you're on a minimum wage type of situation with a minimum wage salary in Major League Baseball about three fourths of a million dollars. Well, $750K. They want to cut their pay down to just getting half of that. What a deal, huh? We're talking about $375,000. Big cut. The Athletic, Keith Rosenthal reported this particular. And then the Athletic reported some more stuff there that basically was simple. Then I went up checking them from some friends I know who hung around Major League Baseball's New York scene there. And they all agreed, yes, the union wants the league to honor the March agreement that stipulates. And they had a meeting in March where basically everything would be prorated, which was a little bit better than what them taking the cut that the Major League Baseball wants them to do right now there. And this is based on the 82-game schedule this year. That collective cut already will see about $2 billion. That's if only half the games were playing as scheduled. Of course, Major League Baseball, the Players Association, they want to see 100 games play. They feel you get into one location and got all this stuff together they've been talking about or here, so be it, that it would be something of a bonus for them to play 100 games. And with the season, it may not start to win me about July or maybe August, the way they're talking right now, or maybe never. Right now, they have a huge difference on how much money that the players are actually going to be making during this time when and if they resume playing Major League Baseball. Yes, the players were clearly disappointed by the league's economic proposal submitted by them on Tuesday. But Wednesday, they gave their cross, and that is that they wanted to honor what they did in March, or what they said they would do, and that's prorate their actual pay or salary. Now, insulting it might be at this time, but some of the players responding, they really was really uplifted here. Now, the league got time to respond to that in maybe quick, fast, in a hurry. Of course, you'll hear more Major League Baseball and other people trying to get their stuff together sooner than later. The Premier League, by the way, and all who are into the Premier League like I am on a Saturday morning and get to see all those games early, too, they're going to be starting back up. I believe the date is June the 17th. So they'll be start practicing, and that's the definite date that they'll have soccer in the Premier League back in the hold there. So that they have been settled. I don't know how simple it was, but it's settled, and they're ready to go on June the 17th. That's on a Saturday, boys and girls, or that weekend. We found out today that the Boston Marathon is not going to be running in 2020. Mayor Marty Walsh announced that today that it'll be the first time in 124 years that it won't be held through the streets in the city of Boston. The race had initially been postponed from its Patriot Day, which that fell this year on the 20th, the day after my birthday, on a Monday. Of course, my birthday would tell you it was on a Sunday. To September the 14th. However, with the race drawing at least 30,000 runners across the world and then some there, hosting it during the COVID-19 crisis, it said very much so not feasible this year, Walsh said. The runners will have their fees refunded. Instead, they'll be joining They can join on in to supporting a BAA alternative approach, and that the marathon will be allowing the runners to participate remotely, virtually. How are they going to do that? I will hell if I know. But I'll keep my ears and eyes and nose open for that here. I can smell this a mile away, and it don't smell good. Oh, well, what can you say? What can you say? Butcher on Sports is a presentation of my darling's productions. And we're done. Hey, you can catch Butcher on Sports on the Facebook page, Butcher on Sports. Of course, you can always go to Podomatic.com, type in SimpleButchToO.Podomatic.com, and get the rundowns right to the straight to that particular website there. You can also go to TheGameSportsShow.com and TheGameSportsShow.Podbean.com, and also get the rundowns, and also always available on iTunes here, boys and girls. Yes, I am. And by the way, so far so good. On Mondays, we're podcasting the Game Sports Show from 6 to 7:30, 8 o'clock with Scott Nation, Dave McKay, and EJ Russell. So I'm going to invite you to have a very good weekend. Stay dry or stay from getting overheated. Matter of fact, just stay home, period, because that's what you should be doing in the first place. Go get your food, your goodies, or whatever it may be, your bevs, and stay home and be safe. And be good. Especially be good.